Hey everyone. Welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, today's episode is hitting close to home. Because who here hasn't wrestled with self-doubt? Ever look in the mirror and thought, am I really capable of this? Well, what if I fail spectacularly? It's like that inner critic has a megaphone blasting negativity whenever we step outside our comfort zone. But guess what? We're done letting that little voice dictate our lives. Today, we're diving headfirst into the power of overcoming self-doubt and building unshakable faith in ourselves. Because trust me, when you believe in yourself, the world starts believing too. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easier said than done, Madison. And yeah, it's not a walk in the park. But listen, even the most successful people have faced their share of self-doubt. Think about Oprah, Beyonce, or Elon Musk. They are all titans in their fields, but they probably had moments where they questioned themselves too. The key is to recognize that self-doubt is normal. It's a human experience. But it doesn't have to control us. So let's unpack some powerful strategies to help you silence that inner critic and cultivate unshakable faith in yourself. Here are five things we're going to talk about today. First up, identify your thought patterns. Ever notice how those self-doubt whispers tend to follow certain themes? Maybe it's I'm not good enough, or I always mess things up. Pay attention to these recurring thoughts because awareness is the first step to changing them. You know that feeling when you catch yourself thinking negatively about something? That's your cue to hit the pause button and challenge those thoughts. Second, reframe negative self-talk. It's like flipping a switch from pessimism to optimism. Instead of saying, I can't do this, try this is challenging, but I'm going to give it my best shot. Remember, your words have power. Choose to speak kindly and encouragingly to yourself, even when things get tough. You wouldn't talk down to a friend struggling, so why do you let yourself be that harsh voice? Third, focus on your strengths. We all have talents and abilities that make us unique. Instead of dwelling on what you perceive as weaknesses, celebrate your accomplishments, big or small. Remember at that time you nailed that presentation? Or when you aced that test? These are reminders of your capabilities. Fourth, set realistic goals. You know those times when you set out with these huge, ambitious goals, and then you end up feeling overwhelmed. Yeah, we've all been there. Start small, celebrate each milestone, and gradually work your way towards bigger objectives. It's like climbing a mountain, take it one step at a time and enjoy the journey. And finally, surround yourself with supportive people. Life is so much easier when you have a team of cheerleaders in your corner. Spend time with people who uplift you, encourage your dreams, and believe in your potential. Remember, you are not alone on this journey. Let me tell you a quick story about this whole self-doubt thing. I was once invited to speak at this huge conference, and honestly, my stomach did flip-flops. I mean, public speaking can be nerve-wracking even for the most seasoned pros. But then I realized I had put in the work, I knew my stuff, and most importantly, I had a message that needed to be heard. So I took a deep breath, channeled my inner Oprah just kidding, and nailed it. The audience was engaged, they asked insightful questions, and I even got some compliments afterwards. That experience taught me that when you believe in yourself and trust your abilities, anything is possible. Even if those butterflies are still fluttering around. So remember, overcoming self-doubt isn't about erasing those thoughts completely, it's about managing them, reframing them, and ultimately choosing to focus on your strengths and your potential. You have the power to silence that inner critic and build unshakable faith in yourself. Believe me, when you do, the world will take notice. Before we wrap up, I want to challenge you to do something today. Write down three things you're grateful for about yourself. Don't overthink it, just jot them down. It could be your creativity, your kindness, or even your sense of humor. Now go out there and rock it. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. We've got a whole lot more wisdom to share on this journey towards building your stoic core. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember, you're amazing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.